Ryan Thompson here in our Saturday morning huddle program recapping Storm Lake Tornadoes football from last night. Homecoming against Spencer for the green and white, joined by Coach Rudy Week. Great game, but Storm Lake falls short. 34-30 was the final score. We'll break down the game momentarily, Coach. But first of all, sounded like, I know you haven't been with the program all that long, but sounded like one of the bigger crowds in quite some time for Tornado football.
Yeah, you know, I can't imagine one bigger because they wouldn't have had many places to sit. I mean, the fans were packed and the fans were great and cheering loud. It was awesome to see.
13-13 was the score at halftime as you get on the board first with a Josh Wirge 3-yard touchdown run. Michael DeMars to Eric Broick, 40-yard touchdown pass, and later in the first half, how would you break down the first two quarters?
I thought that we came out ready to play. Penalties were a huge thing we were going to work on, and other than our first drive, we really did all right. Our first drive, we started getting into the penalties a little bit and getting backed up, and were forced to punt. But, we were able to clean that up as the game went on, and I felt like in the first half, we really did what it took to be with a great Spencer team at halftime and give ourselves a chance to win later on in the game.
Cleaned up the penalties, and you did not turn the ball over, so that was good. So in the second half, I see you had some electrifying scoring plays. Eric, 72-yard touchdown run, and also had a kickoff return, 96 yards for a touchdown, so you got those quick strikes, but unfortunately Spencer sounded like was able to sustain some long drives, and ball control was really in their favor the whole second half.
Yeah, you know, we couldn't stop them, and without looking at the tape, it's tough to understand how they were always able to get that 4 yards. And even in the first half, it was tough. We relied on a fumble once, we stopped them once, and then other than that, they were able to move the ball. So our defense struggled a little bit. We also had some guys flying around and hitting people and making good tackles, and that was an improvement. It's just couldn't make the stops when it counted.
Eric's 96-yard kickoff return puts you up 30-27, but they go 88 yards fairly quickly to retake the lead. So you get the ball back with 5:44 to go at your own 30. Sack on third down sets you back to 4th and 12. You go for a fake punt and almost get it. Coming up, I hear a length of a football away. Take us through that fake punt attempt.
Yeah, we had tried lining up a little differently, and they called timeout before that 4th down play. And we kind of decided as a staff that they wouldn't be ready for a fake punt. You know, we tried it, lined up, and they had called timeout to kill it. And now the thought was we were going to punt it deep. And we thought we had them there. It was a couple, it was an option fake punt. So we snapped to our quarterback. He ran out towards the outside and pitched it out to Eric Broick. And Broick made a couple guys miss and really made a great play. It just wasn't in the cards tonight.
Almost, but not quite. And then they pick up 2 first downs for the win. And Eric had 313 all-purpose yards. And Kevin Duque, I see, making plays, 16 tackles.
Yeah, Duque is a great kid. He's one that he's so fun to coach because whatever you say to him, he's going to take it and use it as fuel. I mentioned before the game, I don't know that we see many tackles from you near the line of scrimmage. And I just walk away, and then all of a sudden he's smacking people and just wants to prove you wrong. And he's just a great kid, and I'm happy to see that he was making plays last night.
Well, a great game. Tough to swallow. Coming up just short, I'm sure, would have been a big one to get as far as getting in playoff contention. But hopefully you guys just use this game as fuel to move forward from here.
Yeah, I mean, if our guys can't see the improvement that they've made, then they're blind, right? I mean, we lost Emmitsburg. Spencer beat Emmitsburg 27-0, and now we're hanging with Spencer. We're a transformed team, And I really think that with our team, we can hang with anybody and give ourselves a chance to win at the end of ball games continuously. So it should just take one more, right? One more victory to give us a good chance of making the playoffs. So we got to keep that attitude and know that all we got to do is get one more.
Storm Lake on the road next Friday to take on Sergeant Bluff Luton. Some words from Tornadoes coach Rudy Week. Rudy, thanks a lot for the time. Best of luck next Friday, and we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.